Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today my special guest is Dash McTavish. Dash is with Food Not Bombs, an international organization, and he's going to be speaking with us today about their efforts to overturn El Cajon's ban on feeding the homeless in public parks. Dash, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Can you start by giving us some background about Food Not Bombs?
Food Not Bombs is an international organization based on every continent. We've been around for 30 years. We started in 1980 in Cambridge, Massachusetts by anti-nuclear activists. We are an intersectional group that believes in recovering food that would normally go to waste and using it to feed any community members that might need it without restriction. We often serve food in open public spaces every week and support most anti-homelessness measures.
Okay, very good. El Cajon's City Council recently voted to ban the feeding of homeless people in public places such as parks. And the reason given for this was the countywide hepatitis emergency declaration. You know, the majority of the hepatitis has occurred in the homeless as well as in drug users, and they've been trying, according to the city, to try to prevent the spread of this. Dash, what is your concern with this policy?
Food Not Bombs has taken the stance that the city ordinances are unjust. We believe that the community most affected by the hepatitis A outbreak is the houseless community of San Diego. The people dying in the community of Hep A outbreak are the houseless community, and instead of offering help, the city has doubled down on its enforcement against the houseless community and penalized them for basically their existence. Charity groups have been told not to serve food anymore and not to help them, but we don't understand.
We should say they did recently pass a plan that did offer some help and some increases in services to the homeless, but it also outlawed panhandling and sleeping on sidewalks is banned and some other things. So it is very difficult to be homeless in El Cajon. Now, as far as the feeding in the parks per se, I understand that there are a couple of organizations, yours being one of them, that is planning a little civil disobedience to basically go out and feed the homeless anyway in defiance of the ban. The first of these events is coming up on Sunday the 19th in Wells Park. That's not your organization's doing. And then you have one coming up on the 25th on Saturday, I understand. What time is that going to be?
That event is going to be at 5 p.m. at Wells Park.
So you believe it's morally, this is sort of like the civil rights movement to you in a sense, that if it's an unjust law, you need to do what you believe is just?
I mean, throughout society, there have been unjust laws.
How far are you prepared to take this? If the city comes around and orders you to disband, what will happen?
Well, I'm hoping that the members of the community and the city government will not take drastic action against us trying to share food with other community members in a park.
Yeah.
But if they do, I mean, I feel that we're willing to take tickets or even arrest if that is the case.
Okay. Now, Mayor Wells was invited to be on the show today. He was not able to make it. He did agree that he will come on in a couple of weeks to talk about the homelessness issue as well as some other things happening in El Cajon, such as potentially the reopening of the theater out there. So we're glad to hear that. He told me that, you know, he was put off by this week's city council meeting where there were a number of people who showed up to speak against this ban, and he viewed some of them as agitators, to use his words. But he did say that he would welcome a sit-down with anyone who wishes to partake in a thoughtful discussion about solutions. I'm wondering, do you see any middle ground here? For example, if their concern is spreading hepatitis, isn't it possible to hold feedings in a way that wouldn't spread hepatitis if people, if the food handlers have proper training and trash is picked up and so forth?
Personally, I was not able to make it to the city council event. I know that other activist community members were very vocal at the city council event. I would greatly like to sit down and have any discussion that would talk about civil regulated measures that we could continue feeding and serving food to community members. I know, speaking for ourselves, Food Not Bombs, all of us have our food handlers permits. Mm-hmm. We go through extra links to make sure that we prepare food in a clean environment.
You wear gloves.
We wear gloves. Mm-hmm. We have disposable utensils, disposable trays and foods, bowls and plates. Safety is utmost concern.
Yeah.
And we follow the same regulations that restaurants do with our food handler's permit. I don't mm-hmm. really understand the differentiation between like what a corporate entity is doing mm-hmm. versus a charitable entity.
Yeah, or a church. So maybe it's just a matter of training the people that want to do the feeding, how to make sure that they're doing it in a safe and clean manner.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I think that should basically be standard anyway.
So if people want to get involved and they want to participate in this event or come and show solidarity, where can they get more information?
Okay, well, right now there is two event pages circling around on Facebook. The first one is the 19th event, and that's being held by Mark Lane. I'm sure you can also hit him up on Facebook for any questions. He's a great guy, and he's mm-hmm. really open about things. The other event on the 25th, there is also another Facebook event page for, but you can contact Food Not Bombs at our Food Not Bombs San Diego Facebook page or foodnotbombs.net.
In the past, when we have talked to people at the city of El Cajon about homelessness, and there's criticism that maybe they're not doing enough, their response has typically been, look, Miriam, why are people not complaining about the other cities around here that are doing a lot less than we are? We're doing more than La Mesa, Santee, Lemon Grove, or even the county, because at least we have a shelter that we're donating a significant amount of money to. And the way that shelter works is the East County Transitional Living Center. A portion of it is non-denominational, and that's the part the city gives money to, which does provide temporary housing and shelter to help people in immediate need. But to get the longer-term help with the job training and so forth, they have to agree to be clean and sober, and they also have to basically accept Jesus, and it's a religious, faith-based program. So what would your response be to that?
I would commend El Cajon for making steps to help the houseless community and people recover and get back on their feet. But at the same time, co-opting through religious groups, you are sending a signal to marginalized groups, homosexual groups, trans groups that may not necessarily be comfortable because of the demonization from religious groups seeking resources in those places. I feel there should be some more horizontal resources offered that don't come with the added outside influences, and maybe just straight across, like, deals with poverty in general. Like, let's fight the problem and help these get these people the help they need without them having to change their identity.
Yeah, you've told me that even out here, you have seen homeless people who are Muslim, who are Hindu, who are faiths
exactly.
other than Christianity.
Religion is not a factor on poverty. Hindu or Muslim people, members of our community, aren't necessarily going to feel as comfortable going to some, per se, evangelical Christian group
yeah.
that may be really preachy at them and about who they are and their personal identity.
So maybe what's needed is a non-sectarian version of the program they have there, which actually, you know, has some good things to it, but to have something similar or maybe even expanded that anybody could feel free to participate in.
Right, definitely. Some intersectional help across the board for all members of our community is what's needed. I mean, we're all in this position together. Everyone out there is only a couple paychecks away from being in the same situation.
Yeah, we've been talking about the stopgap measure, which is how do we feed people on the streets and keep them from starving to death at least.
Right.
But what is the longer term answer? As housing costs go up and up and incomes aren't, and there's all these other problems, if you were mayor of El Cajon, you could wave your magic wand and push through the measures you wanted. What do you see as a better solution?
I mean, if we're talking not short-term and talking a long-term solution, I would look towards Toronto and some other Canadian cities where they've done research and found that housing assistance programs cost two-thirds less than police sweeps, trash, property theft, jailing people, medical expenses, ambulances, mm-hmm. people dying on the street, pedestrian deaths.
So just simply paying to put them into some low-income housing.
Right.
What about with supportive services to help them?
100%. I mean, housing first. Once right. you get the housing situated for these people, then you can start working on drug programs, alcohol programs, job placement, job training, mm-hmm. getting people in a situation they can start having child care for their children. I mean, these are whole families on the street right now. This isn't...
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is.
I really want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. And listeners, if you've just tuned in, we've been speaking with Dash McTavish with Food Not Bombs, which is going to be holding a Feeding of the Homeless in defiance of El Cajon's ban on feeding the homeless in public places out at Wells Park on Saturday, the 25th of November, just in time for Thanksgiving, at 5 p.m. I'm going to give you the final word. What else would you like our listeners to know, Dash?
Thank you again for having me on today. So I had a chance to talk about Food Not Bombs and what we're doing. I would like to invite everybody, even after this event, to look into Food Not Bombs and what we're doing into our community. During the holidays, people feel extremely charitable, and that's awesome. I fully support that. Go out and help people in your community. That's great. But all year long, there's people in your community who need help, that are struggling, and that are no different than you or me. And if you could spend a little bit of your time, I mean, just come out even once a month, once every other month, and help us out, you would be amazed at the changes you're making in your own communities.
Very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Dash, on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, to talk about this very important issue of helping the homeless in our communities.
Thank you for having me.